is Green Street, the Asian Bond Street of the East. At the heart of Green Street is the local library. It's well used by people of all nationalities. But here too, the move is to prioritise the use of English. I'm inside now and I'm with Councillor Umesh Desai of Newham Council. You've got a responsibility for community cohesion, haven't you?
That's correct.
And we're standing in front of the newspaper stand and I can see lots of things here. There's what you would expect, I suppose. There's an Express and there's a Guardian and there's the Times and the Telegraph. There's the Mature Times, the local newspaper, the Newham Recorder's there. But there are certain papers that used to be there that aren't now. What are they?
It is true that we've taken some newspapers away.
Which ones?
Like Gujarat Samachar, Punjab Times, what we would call Asian community newspapers in vernacular languages, in Asian languages. Those have been removed.
Why have you done that?
Well, firstly, what the contents of those papers, one can access them through the internet. And we are actually increasing our library provision, which includes access to the internet. But we want to promote English as a language that brings all communities together, all people together. And we believe that we need to set an example to people as to the need to promote, to use English on a day-to-day basis as much as possible. Now, let us be clear. We are not saying people need to speak the Queen's English, but there's got to be a certain level of understanding, a level of communication that brings communities together. Newspapers play a very important part in that day-to-day communication. That is how people get to know what goes on in the world around them, get to know what goes on in the borough. And it's getting people, encouraging people to start reading those newspapers that gives them a sense, much more of a sense of Englishness, Britishness, so to speak.
So you can't force them, but you're nudging them.
You could say that. We are encouraging them. That is part of our job, part of our duty as civic leaders. We have been elected. We've got a clear mandate to govern this borough in a responsible manner. We've been very clear about what our community cohesion stance is, which is respecting diversity and different cultures. And hence, you can see there are books in Urdu, books in Punjabi, books in Gujarati, although we are reviewing our stocks and making sure that we meet the demands and needs of our users. We also have a duty as civic leaders to say, look, English is what brings us together. It is the common denominator linking our communities. Language is one of the most important ways of bringing people together. And can I also say, make one other point to you, as one or two critics might have implied. This is not a cost-cutting measure. These newspapers don't cost much to buy. I mean, a Gujarati language newspaper is about 30, 35 pounds a year. People, even if they're on benefits, can afford that. But B, for us, that's a very, very, very tiny amount in our budget.
That's Newham in East London.